بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with Friday prayer leaders from across the country in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on July 27, 2022.
Besides the overall movement of the Islamic Republic, women have especially struck one of the most important blows to the West's lies and false claims. How? For many years, about 200 years, the West has said that if women are not freed from moral and religious boundaries and coverings, they cannot progress and reach higher scientific, political, and social positions. This is what they are saying. They are saying that women must be freed from these moral limits if they are to reach a high rank in society, politics, and other areas. Iranian women have exposed the falsity of this in practice. Iranian women have been present in all fields achieving success and glory, and all the while wearing the Islamic hijab. This isn't just boasting. These are the tangible realities of our society. Half or more than half of our university students are our girls and women. In important scientific organizations, some of which I have visited myself, our female scholars work in key scientific centers.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
In literature and poetry, books and biographies, women are amongst the most outstanding. It is the same in athletic competitions. Sometimes one is truly unable to praise them the way they deserve to be praised. We have Iranian women standing on the winner's podium, the Iranian flag being raised and the national anthem being played before the eyes of hundreds of millions of television viewers around the world, and she is wearing hijab. She does not shake hands with the man who comes forward to give her the medal. That is, she observes the religious limits. Is this something small? I will give an example in the field of politics. When the Soviet Union was still in power, in one of the most important diplomatic missions that took place between the two countries, Imam Khomeini dispatched three envoys. One of them was a woman, and what a strong woman she was. May Allah's mercy be upon her. In the management of national affairs, our women have shown the best management in their activities, whilst wearing hijab and the chador. In scientific matters and literary issues, in hosting television programs and in various other fields, Iranian women have been present and advanced to the highest levels whilst wearing the Islamic hijab and observing the hijab. This is something very important.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.